This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. One of the items in everyone's retirement planning is health care. Many folks may plan to rely entirely on Medicare for their retirement health care, but that may not be enough. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains how to plan for health care in your retirement years on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
If you're someone old enough to be thinking about retirement budgeting, think realistically. And don't forget your meds. I find that many pre-retirees assume that their post-retirement medical expenses will actually go down since they no longer have to pay for health insurance. Medicare to the rescue, right? Well, if that's you, hold your horses, Roy Rogers. You might need to check your assumptions. Many Americans believe that Medicare will cover most or all of their health care costs in retirement. That is simply untrue, or so says Ron Mastorani, CEO of Healthview Services. He continues with his grave prediction that, quote, over the course of time, retirees will need to use their entire Social Security benefit just to pay for health care. Wow. Healthview's Retirement Health Guide Index shows that a 66-year-old couple retiring in 2017 would have required, on average, 59% of their pre-tax Social Security benefits to pay for their total health care costs during retirement. Not surprisingly, the index concludes that health care will likely be the biggest expense for retirees. What kinds of medical expenses is Healthview referring to? Well, Medicare premiums, Parts B and D, any premiums for Medicare supplement policies, dental insurance, out-of-pocket costs for hospitals and doctors, dentists, hearing or vision, prescription drugs or tests. Please note that Healthview is not even taking into account the 1 out of 4 retirees who will need nursing home care during their lifetime. And the problem is made worse over time when considering that Social Security benefits have historically risen about 2% a year, when healthcare inflation runs 5 to 7% each year. So the first thing to realize is that you should probably have a pretty healthy line item in your retirement budget for medical costs of all kinds. Corollary to that is not counting on spending all your Social Security benefits on weekend fishing trips, much less groceries. I suggest you reach out to a financial advisor with experience working with pre-retirees. Ask her to create a model for your retirement lifestyle. You'll probably need some guidance as to realistic items to include. Also, you might want to offer to take a few recently retired friends to coffee. They'll be glad to go if you offer to pay. And ask them what surprised them most about expenses incurred in their retirement. With both this formal information from a financial planner and informal information from your retired friends under your belt, go back to your planner and ask her to give you a realistic assessment of when you can retire. You may or may not like what you hear, but now is the best time to get that information. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.